Proclamation number 2117, dated the October 16th, 1941. Divine Providence. Misguided will. The events in the life of a human being do not happen by coincidence. Instead, everything is divine providence and has been predetermined since eternity. Every person's life has been outlined in detail, and if it appears as if human will is playing a part, then only because God has known the human will since eternity and therefore He also knows how the person is using his freedom of will. And in accordance with this will, God had shaped human life even before it began. Thus the individual cannot change his life in a completely different way than that which God has determined, just as, on the other hand, no coincidences play any part in the planning of earthly life. Therefore, irrespective of whether changes in life are favorable or unfavorable, everything should be accepted with gratitude and submission, because they only intend to achieve the soul's higher development. They are only more opportunities for its maturing. It is completely misguided to assume that a person's will or action might have been able to prevent this or that. Irrespective of how the human being's will decides, the results always correspond to God's eternal plan. Although this does not absolve the human being from his responsibility if he uses his will wrongly, God has already taken this person's misguided will into account, i.e., the consequences of this turn into opportunities for ascent again. This sequence, however, does not relate to the person's misguided will, i.e., a person's misguided will can certainly accomplish a deed. The effect of this deed, however, is not decided by him but by God. And thus God coordinates every event. He lets the occurrences follow each other in such a way that they benefit the person's soul, and a human being cannot do anything to prevent the plan that God devised once and for all. There is no such thing as chance. No matter how miraculous events appear to be, the course of every single person's life is always God's will. Because God will always allow for the person's free will, and as he has known this since eternity, he has shaped his life in accordance with this free will. Amen.